Soldiers in the National Guard can be mobilized at any moment in a crisis, but they have to support themselves with a civilian job. While many veterans find it challenging to transition from military to civilian life, those in the Guard have a foot in both worlds and have to balance their commitments. KPBS North County Bureau Editor Allison St. John says that can make it difficult to build a career.
So, essentially all I have in here is like my dress uniform.
The closet in Christopher Avila's small bedroom pretty much reflects his life.
Backpacks, rucksack. These duffel bags are full of uniforms, jackets, other things we wear when we go to the field. It's about half of my closet.
His civilian clothes are squeezed onto one side, his National Guard gear in the other. Avila is 23. He's been in the Guard for 3 years, and he loves it. The commitment is one weekend a month and 2 weeks training in the summer, but that's seldom how it works out.
What it says on paper is completely different than what you're actually required sometimes. So on paper, they ask for 1 weekend a month, which is what you tell your employers. And sometimes the employer will have trouble with just even dealing with 1 weekend a month because it's, hey, I have to work around scheduling. We have to shift that entire week around just so you have the day off. But sometimes at the last unit I was with, the 1 weekend a month wasn't 1 weekend. It was more of a, hey, we're going to the field for 5 days.
And because he's an IT specialist, Avila says he often gets called up for extra training on new technology. For a while, he had a job with a civilian company where he was able to use his IT skills. But he got called to Guard training 2 weekends in a row, and then a couple of weeks later...
And then I had to go for 2 weeks to Fort Hood to do some training for some new stuff that my unit was getting. And when I came back, they ultimately came down to the conclusion that that'll let me go because I wasn't meeting their quota or I was, you know, misconduct or something like that. There was none of that, but, you know, companies had to find a way around letting people go sometimes so that they don't get themselves in trouble.
Companies that hire people in the National Guard cannot legally fire them for fulfilling their Guard commitment. But Avila says others in his unit have also found themselves out of a job after going on one too many military trainings. Avila has found another job, this time at T-Shirt Mart, using his graphic design skills. Many of the customers are military, and his boss is understanding about his training schedule.
He was like, all right, I understand. We like your design talent. We're going to bring you on. Just make sure you can keep us, you know, at least 2 weeks ahead of. If you had to take these days off, let us know so we can try and work around a schedule.
Finding a job is hard enough, but building a career is even more difficult for people with Guard contracts. Raed Sahib Mansour is 32. He's a platoon staff sergeant who served 8 years as a linguist and translator for the Army National Guard, including 1 year on combat duty in Iraq. He's proud of the decorations on his dress uniform.
I have 13 medals. Bronze Star is the top one, which is the highest one. This is my Army achievement, anti-terrorism. This is a National Guard one.
Because Mansour served as a full-time recruiter for 2 years, as well as being deployed, he qualified for the GI Bill and is finishing a degree in security management. But that's not been enough to get his foot on the career ladder.
I've applied everywhere. I don't even get an email back. And I've got a pretty good resume. I've even applied to a couple of security companies. And I've seen him hire the guy next to me who didn't even know how to fill out an application. Didn't hire me. And I'm in the same field. I'm going for a bachelor's degree within that field.
Even in companies that favor hiring military, National Guardsmen find themselves competing for jobs with vets who don't have to ask their employer for time off every month. I asked Mansour if he thought his commitment to the Guard was what was making it so difficult to build a career.
I didn't at first, but I'm positive it does right now.
He earns a little money, about $100 a day, serving on the honor guard at military funerals. Mansour says he enjoys the days when he can put on the uniform and serve.
I love it. I'll do it for free. I'm very proud of being part of that team. Really, really beautiful ceremony. We train a lot to be perfect at it.
Mansour plans to stay in the Guard for 20 years. That way, he'll earn retirement benefits. At least, he says, that's something, even if the civilian world doesn't offer him any security. Allison St. John, KPBS News.